Three teeth.
The boy sat on his porch and looked out at the Honey Island swamp. This house in Slidell had been in his family for years, and like his daddy and his granddaddy before him, the boy would be a fisherman. In a way, he already was. Since the age of 8, he had spent hours on the water. No one was better at catching fish and shrimp. It was late afternoon in the last week of the summer vacation, and the boy wanted to spend as much time out on the water as he could before school began again. He stood up and jumped into his canoe. He had packed all he needed, his fishing pole and line, his knife, and his lucky lure, the one he had used when he had caught one of his biggest fish. He paddled his canoe silently through the old cypress trees. When he reached his favorite fishing spot, he threw out his line from the back of his canoe, put his pole between his knees, sat back, and waited. An hour or so later, when he felt a pull on the line, the boy opened his eyes. The sun was sinking behind the trees. "Must have fallen asleep," he said to himself as he calmly held his line and waited for the next pull. But nothing happened. The line was still. "Must have slipped away," he thought and began to pull in his line. But he soon found it was stuck. He tried shaking his pole and then lifting it, but it didn't move. Sweat began to run down the sides of his face. The last thing he wanted was to lose his lucky lure. He pulled off his shirt, jumped in, and swam towards the cypress roots that stood in the water. He followed his fishing line to its end, took a deep breath, and dived down. He opened his eyes underwater, but it was too dark to see where his lure was caught. "I'll jump on those old roots and shake it out," he thought, and jumped up and down on the underwater roots. But they were slippery, and with the last jump, his foot slipped between two thick ones and trapped his ankle. "Ow! Damn!" he shouted out loud. He felt around with his hand in the muddy water and tried to get his ankle free, but he couldn't move it. He was trapped. "Damn, ankle's as big as a football now," he whispered to himself. In the distance, he heard the sound of a small boat, but it was too far away to call for help. "They won't hear me," he thought. "And anyway, it's probably old Rene Laplace, and he would never let me forget this." He could just imagine Rene at all the parties and dances in Slidell for years to come. "Did I ever tell you how I rescued Lash Landry's boy that time? If I hadn't heard him..." No, the boy couldn't stand the thought. Suddenly, something slipped past his leg. He held his breath and slowly turned his head to watch a long snake move onto an old log on the water where it waited quietly for a fish or a frog.